From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Paul Kirby is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Representative John Fassel, the Republican of Kinderhook, is in favor of putting Brett Kavanaugh on the U.S. Supreme Court. He made the statement on a radio show before President Donald Trump ordered an FBI investigation of Kavanaugh's sexual assault history, but after the New York State Bar Association requested an investigation. Fassel said, and I quote, "I think Judge Kavanaugh should be confirmed based upon his record, based on his writings on the bench, based on the fact that, besides this allegation, when he was in high school, he has an absolutely sterling reputation. I believe he should be confirmed, and I think that Dr. Ford's allegations should be taken seriously and that the country has taken them seriously," end quote. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford recently accused Kavanaugh of attempted rape in the early 1980s and testified before a Senate Judiciary Committee last week, more interested in performing for the cameras than getting to the facts of the matter. Basso said, and I quote, "I found her to have credibility in what she was saying. At the same time, it's very difficult for me to agree that uncorroborated allegations of misconduct 36 years ago when someone was in high school should be used to destroy a man's reputation, career, and his family," end quote. Several other women have also come forward since Ford's allegation was made public with similar stories of sexual attacks by Kavanaugh. Antonio Delgado, the Democrat running against Fassel in the November 6 election, said on Twitter, and I quote, "This is another clear example of the stark contrast between myself and Fassel. He believes Judge Kavanaugh should be confirmed. I do not," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Anya Tucker reports at News 10 Television in Albany that there is a vigilante Department of Public Works in Hudson painting their own crosswalk on State Street and North 3rd Street. City officials had approved but not applied any paint at the busy intersection where trucks made wide turns on their way through Hudson. The Reverend Ed Cross said of why he could not wait for the city to paint the crosswalk, and I quote, "I would have felt awful had someone been hurt," end quote. Cross and 4th Ward Supervisor Lyndon Mussman and her partner Claudia Bruce painted the road crosswalk. Rob Perry, superintendent of Hudson Public Works, said, and I quote, "So what's next? People start putting up stop signs wherever they want," end quote. Hudson police say they are investigating and could bring misdemeanor graffiti charges against the trio. Read the full story at the News 10 Television website. Stephen Williams reports in the Daily Gazette that the Cuomo administration has won their battle with the federal government over the illegal road signs it hung next to the state's interstate highways. The feds had given the state until September 30th to remove the I Love New York tourism signs or lose $14 million in federal funding, but instead a last-minute settlement was brokered allowing the signs to stay and the state to get the money. The state will get the $14 million in federal transportation aid that was withheld last winter because the feds said the 514 I Love New York tourism promotion signs were illegal, calling them distractions and driving hazards. State officials claim the signs have boosted tourism. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting that Frank Cardinale remains the chairman of the Ulster County Democratic Committee after a vote September 27th, but there is a new vice chair as Gladys Figueroa, a retired New York City police officer, defeated incumbent Karen Marquesanis. Kingston City Chairman Joseph Donaldson challenged Cardinale for the top spot, but Cardinale won another two-year term. Donaldson wrote to the committee before the vote that, and I quote, "While the current Ulster County party leadership has maintained control of the county executive and controller office, we believe the party should do more to broaden these successes by better adapting to changing demographics," end quote. Cardinale said after the vote that, and I quote, "We're in a good place right now and we're going to ride it as long as we can," end quote. Read the full story in Mid-Hudson News Network. The Greenville Pioneer reports that the Tractor Supply Company opened its latest store last week in Greenville. The store off Route 32, just north of Tops Plaza, sells clothing, animal supplies, outdoor equipment, and more. The Greenville Planning Board approved the 19,100-square-foot store with 88 parking spaces last year, with 8 to 15 jobs promised from the new business. The Tennessee-based business has 1,700 stores in 49 states. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.